Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart and stir your soul. I thought I'd share an early Christmas reflection with you today, one I've called, He Came and He Will Return. The Jewish people waited centuries for the coming of the promised Messiah. When he came, their leaders rejected and killed him. As we approach Christmas Day, ponder these sad realities. Many who profess being Catholic today are no better prepared to receive and accept their Lord upon his return than were the chosen people when he first arrived. God has sent us numerous messages announcing his mercy and laying out the need for us to repent before we stand before his throne of justice. But we are all sinful creatures. We often do what others expect us to do instead of what God may be prompting us to do. By acting in this manner, we are killing our souls, not him. When Jesus comes, either at our individual death or at the end of time, whichever comes first, we will either be the beneficiaries of his mercy or the subjects of his justice. We choose one or the other by the way we respond to his graces and live our earthly lives. If we really want to experience the true joy of Christmas this year and the eternal blessings that flow from his incarnation, ponder those truths over the next few days. Then, when you next enter the church, consider doing these three things. Take a few moments and kneel before the tabernacle wherein your Savior resides. Stop and recall that our Mother Mary was the very first tabernacle in which our Lord resided. Remember that she took the newly and spiritually conceived Savior of the world to her aged cousin Elizabeth, who, after Mary and Joseph, became the next recorded adorer. Be like Mary. Carry and bring Jesus with you at all times by the way you live your life and love those around you. Resolve never to walk by any tabernacle again without spending a moment acknowledging and adoring the King of Kings in residence there. Before the end of Christmas Day, silently gaze upon the baby Jesus lying in the manger. Tell him you love him. Ask him for the graces to stop doing what the world expects you to do and request the faith and strength instead to do what he has asked of you. Thank you. God bless you, my friends. St. Dominic, pray for us. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.